The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right, you're listening to the voice of resistance, Mark Harrington on WRFD. We're training up the next generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win. That means the abortion holocaust primarily. That's my mission, and it should be yours as well. Today we're going to be talking about what's happening in abortion mills all across America and how an organization who's been on the front lines of this battle since the beginning is shutting these places down. Thank God. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're going to be talking about preterm abortion mill in Cleveland, Ohio, where just recently on March 21st, a young lady was killed during an abortion. We're going to be talking about that. But before we do, let me read a scripture to you. And this is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. It says this: "You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It's good for nothing anymore, except to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men." See, salt has a couple of properties. One, it brings flavor. The other is it is a preservative. And when Jesus was talking about us being the salt of the earth, he meant that we should be bringing flavor, be highlighting certain things in the kingdom of God, but also that we should be preservatives. That means that we preserve order. And one of those things we should do is to prevent folks from being murdered, for an example, the shedding of innocent blood. So one of the things that I've set my mind to is to train up a generation of apologists. Those aren't people that just make a defense or make excuses for something or apologize. That's not what it means. It means making a defense for something. And we find the best verse in Scripture in 1 Peter 3:15, where it says this: "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord, always being prepared to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that's in you, but do this with gentleness and respect." Be apologists. So I'm training up the next generation of apologists to take on the culture of death. And one of those things we do is to come against these death mills, these abortion centers, these abortuaries, if you will. And that's what they are. They aren't clinics. A clinic is where someone actually gets taken care of and gets healed. That doesn't happen in these places. This is where babies go to get killed by paid assassins or abortionists. And often the women are harmed physically. And in this case in Cleveland, she was killed. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we do, let me set the stage here. This was on March 21st. A woman by the name of Lakeisha Wilson went in to have an abortion, a late-term abortion, from what we know, at preterm abortion clinic in Cleveland on Shaker Boulevard. And because of the faithful work of sidewalk counselors, yes, sidewalk counselors, those people who stand outside the abortion centers in our cities and attempt to stand between the abortionist and the woman to rescue those being led away to death. Because there happened to be faithful sidewalk counselors that day on the sidewalk in front of preterm, they caught a video of the ambulance showing up after the 911 call. And because of that, now the entire nation knows what happened there. So what I'd like to do here is go ahead and play this 911 clip. Now, I've edited it for time's sake, It picks up where this woman has called 911, and they're asking her questions, and she's outside the room.
I'm outside of the room. I can get an update. What's this?
That's okay. How old is the patient?
She's 22.
Is she awake?
She is not currently awake.
Is she breathing?
She is... Is she breathing? I don't have the updated state. Most updated information.
Last time you knew anything, was she breathing? Hello?
Yes.
The last time you knew anything, was she breathing?
She was not breathing.
Okay, hold the line. Let me get the ambulance started for her. Okay.
Can you repeat that?
That's okay. That's good. I already have it started. Are there doctors or nurses in there performing CPR?
Yes. She's not breathing currently, and there are doctors and nurses.
And they're performing CPR?
They are.
All right. We do have help on the way. Look out for us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And there you go. And the ambulance was on its way within several minutes, showed up. And several minutes after that, this woman was brought out on a gurney, into the ambulance and went to the hospital. Now, my guest knows too much about this kind of thing, unfortunately, but has been on the front lines of shutting down these abortion centers all across America. My good friend, Troy Newman. Troy, thanks for being on Mark Harrington Show.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, I know, when we talk about these things, our hearts are heavy. This will be the last thing I'd like to talk about on the radio today, to be honest with you. And just so you know, we have a picture of Lakeisha in studio, just to give a visual to our video folks who watch this on video. But give us the update here, Troy, and I want to talk broadly about Operation Rescue and what you guys are up to. But give us an up-to-speed account of what's happened at preterm in Cleveland and what's happening across America at these abortion centers.
Well, what happened to Lakeisha Wilson is a microcosm, a little picture, a snapshot, a thumbnail of what's going on in these abortion clinics every single day. Now, we're pro-lifers, and so we're the people that say abortion is murder. We're here to stop abortion. We're here to help the moms. But sometimes it just sparks the attention of the media just a little bit more when a grown woman dies, when there's a maternal death. And so we use these opportunities not to use and abuse, but to highlight the tragic death that occurs every single time a baby is killed inside this abortion clinic. When the mom dies, now, again, this isn't just some anomaly, an outlier, like they said with Kermit Gosnell, which, by the way, was convicted about a year ago this month.
Right.
He was not only convicted of the three counts of murder of the babies, but remember, Karma Maya Monger was killed in his abortion clinic, too. And since then, we've had Maria Santiago, Jennifer Morbelli, Laura Hope Smith, Tanya Reeves out of Chicago, and now Lakeisha Wilson. These are just the people that we know about.
Mm-hmm. So,
as you mentioned in your monologue there, we don't often get an opportunity to find out. This woman could have been rushed over to the hospital, and we never found another thing out about her. But because we had a faithful sidewalk counselor and some really good investigative techniques out of our office, we found out, and now we know.
And, Troy, let me ask you this. I got the emails this week after we went public, and I'm sure you got them, too, from those on the other side, or just say, well, you know, they say abortion's, is safe and it should be legal. And I get this. Oh, it's safe, only one death. I mean, this is just one death. As a whole, abortion is safe for women. How do you respond?
Well, first of all, that's hogwash. We know in the latest CDC reports, the abortion death rate doubled. And I bet you they would not put this particular death, this murder, this callous disregard for human life on that report. The only ones that show up at the CDC report are the ones that we highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Things like this, that just doesn't make it. But let's just say they're speaking the truth, or they think they're speaking the truth. Let's go to another venue. Mad cow disease. We have never had one single victim of mad cow disease in America. Not one single cow, not one bovine in the entire United States of America has tested positive for mad cow disease. And yet we spend billions and billions of dollars every single year, and there's legislation going through the Congress right now to identify and track a cow from birth all the way to the slaughterhouse. It is costing us billions. You want to know why your meat is so high at the grocery store right now? Because we're trying to protect ourselves against mad cow disease, but not one person has died. But yet we have hundreds and hundreds, almost 500 known deaths from so-called safe and legal abortion since they decriminalized abortion. And it's true that there are more women that are dying today under legal abortion than there was when abortion was criminalized.
And isn't it interesting? When does it become unsafe? Is one death not enough? I mean, does it have to be 500 or 50,000? I mean, when do we begin to believe that this is unsafe for women? We know it's unsafe for the children. They die every time. We rarely speak about them. But in this case, you know, a woman dies and we say, oh, well, it's generally safe. We threw her under the bus, right? It's like,
a
few of them's okay to die as long as we get this sacrament we call abortion.
Yeah, abortion is the high sacrament of the left. Everything bows to the knee of abortion. Look, Bill Clinton was the most perverted, sexually grotesque human being to ever inhabit the White House. And yet the NOW and the far-left abortion crowd look the other way when he's predating on young interns half his age, doing phone sex, and gosh,
it was horrible.
What else?
Well, you know, the other day, as you know here, Troy, because you were the one leading the charge, you and Cheryl Solinger from Operation Rescue, at the press conference out front of preterm, we had Walter Moss from the National Black Pro-Life Coalition. We had Reverend Arnold Colbreth from the Urban Outreach Director of Life Issues. Janet Porter, Molly Smith from Cleveland Right to Life. And as far as I could tell, and I was there, I didn't see anybody from NOW. I didn't see any from the National Abortion Rights Action League. I didn't see anybody from Planned Parenthood saying what a tragedy this was. In fact, what I saw in the window was how they were pro-child and pro-woman.
Yeah, the statement from the preterm, by the way, that's such a crazy name for an abortion.
Isn't it?
Preterm?
Like
preterm.
Before they're born, we can kill them. I mean,
so
crazy.
The statement from preterm is, we offer the highest quality medical services in the nation.
That's
their
statement.
To the quality health care. Nothing about Lakeisha. There's a request for privacy. Please keep this matter private. Yeah, because you know what happens in privacy? Or I should say in darkness, rats, moles, mold, cockroaches, they live in darkness. And as you said in the very beginning here, the salt is a natural disinfectant. So is sunlight. It's a natural disinfectant. And we need to open wide those doors and show people what goes on inside these abortion clinics. And as our mutual friend, Greg Cunningham, would say so often, if abortion is so horrible and maternal deaths are so horrible that we don't want to talk about it, maybe we should not be tolerating it.
Hey, man, we're talking to Troy Newman of Operation Rescue. As much of a tragedy as this is, it's no more tragic than the babies that die every single day in these abortion mills. It just gives us an opportunity to spread the truth and uncover what's going on inside of these centers. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
My guest, Troy Newman of Operation Rescue. Go to operationrescue.org. We're talking about shutting down these abortion mills all across America. Operation Rescue's doing it with the help of a lot of faithful people on the sidewalks that have yet to grow weary and doing good. We're talking about the preterm abortion mill in Cleveland, Ohio, who took the life of this young lady, Lakeisha Wilson, the other day. Troy, we just give us an update. Let's turn to the bright side of this, if there's such a thing.
Well, there is.
We've got the memorial coming up, and we're going to continue to be partners with the family. We're ministering to the family. There's pastors that we brought on board that are they're taking care of their needs and so forth. But give us the good news, and that is that abortion mills are closing all across America.
Yeah, you know, we should expect this. We're Christians. When we pray according to God's word, according to his will, we expect for him to answer that because that is a divine promise. It's a covenantal promise. So when we say, Lord, we want abortion clinics to close. We want babies to be saved. We want these abortion clinic workers to come out of there and abortionists to lose their medical license. That's exactly what's been happening. But you don't hear this very often from pro-lifers, so I'm delighted to tell your listeners that in the past 15 years, catch it now, 73% of all the nation's abortion mills have closed for good.
Amen.
For good. The abortion rate is practically half what it was in 1991. And here's what's even better. We've always said we need to remove and replace the abortion mills. We need to serve the women and their babies better in our facilities than Planned Parenthood does. We need to make them feel more welcome in our churches and our pregnancy counseling centers than Planned Parenthood does. Well, you know those pregnancy counseling centers that were once almost non-existent 20 years ago? They now outnumber abortion clinics 5 to 1.
Amen. And how many were in 1991, how many abortion mills were there?
There were 2,200, almost 2,200 abortion mills. Today, that number stands at 579.
Which is too many. It's 529 too many. I get you. But we're headed in the right direction. How do you answer the critics who say, well, you know, closing an abortion mill doesn't really matter because they're just going to go down the road to this place or they're going to go to Planned Parenthood who's building a big center here or there. Respond to that. Believe me, that's not my criticism, but do you hear that every once in a while?
Oh, I hear it all the time, but they're just from the untrained person. Look, I've made this my career. I've been doing this work for 25 years. That answer is absolutely not true. We can prove that it's not true because when abortion clinics close, babies are saved. I track the numbers. I look at the polling data. That's just the way my brain works. I like spreadsheets. I like looking at data. Mm-hmm. And the data continues to show that not only the abortion numbers are down, but the rate of abortions are down. And it's in direct correlation when an abortion clinic closes in a community, the lie of the left that women will crawl on broken glass, on their hands and knees, through hellfire and brimstone to get their abortion, that's not true.
It's not true.
When Wichita was abortion-free, and I'm talking to you right now from a closed abortion clinic, when we closed down, the pregnancy counseling center that was here before we bought this place out experienced a 50% jump in the number of women who are keeping their babies and the women who are placing their babies up for adoption. And this county had a severe drop in the number of abortions because there was no abortion facility available.
My guest is Troy Newman with Operation Rescue. Folks, get out your checkbook and write him a big check. OperationRescue.org. Go to the website. Click on the donate page. They need your support. They're woefully underfunded. But they're with them one of the most effective organizations in America in closing down these abortion centers and running these abortionists out of business and putting them on trial. Troy, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left. One thing, as you know, I mean, years ago, you and I and others used to get arrested for saving babies. Now it's the abortionists that are going to jail. Tell about that.
I love that. You know, I was in Placentia, California, wearing a little orange jumpsuit for sitting in front of an abortion clinic, and I think, this is lame. I hate going to jail. Jail's for the other guy. And a few years later, I was visiting abortionist Bruce Steer in jail, where he was serving 6 months, and he was wearing the little orange jumpsuit. That's the turnaround of events. That's what we need to do. Today, there are three abortionists serving life terms right now in jail, and there's another two or three abortionists that are indicted, and they're going to be going to trial here very soon.
How do you do it? I mean, how do you do it?
Well,
how do you put them in jail?
God does it. But what we do is we focus in on their weak points. Remember, Al Capone didn't go to jail for racketeering, corruption, and murder. He went to jail on tax evasion. So these abortionists, the abortion that killed Lakeisha Wilson, I am going to make sure that that person loses his medical license and goes to jail, if there's anything I've got to say about it. Same thing with Kermit Gosnell. Sometimes these guys botch an abortion, or look, every abortionist and abortion clinic is breaking the law to some degree. We just need to find out what it is and force the enforcers to do their job.
And the demand for abortionists is decreasing, and people who are young medical students are not going into that industry, right?
Oh, no, it's true. There's an article out there called The Graying of the Abortion Industry. I think the average age of an abortionist is 70, 72, something like that. They're not coming in. Look, abortion.
Is that a recent article, Troy? Is that a recent article? I didn't see that one.
That is a recent article. Summer of last year.
Graying of the abortionists?
Right.
Wow. Praise God.
Yep, and that's what's happening. Look, abortion has never been part of the healthcare system. It's always been outside of it. That's why not very many hospitals do abortions. It's always a standalone clinic, because abortion is not medicine. It's not healing. It's not helping. It's killing. And that's why even the hardcore medical community thinks of abortionists as ghouls and pariah, even if they support abortion.
My guest again, Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you can check them out at operationrescue.org. And we're talking about closing down these abortion facilities across America. It's happening, folks. We can praise God for that. There's a great movement to shut these down. And also the situation at preterm in Cleveland, Ohio, which took the life of Lakeisha Wilson, pictured to the right of me here on this table. What are we calling for with the to finish this up, Troy? What can our listeners do as it relates to preterm and trying to get attention drawn to this death of Lakeisha Wilson and possibly shutting down the abortion center?
Well, the number one thing we can do is just apply the law as written. It's not normal for a healthy woman, healthy 22-year-old woman, to walk into a clinic and be dead within minutes. So we need to call upon your Attorney General DeWine mm-hmm. to do a full-scale investigation, and also the Ohio Department of Health to do a full-scale investigation and prosecute these people to the fullest extent of the law. This is the way we've closed them down. This is the way we're going to continue to close them down. And until the Supreme Court gets off the rear end and finally does something about abortion, this is the way we will win.
I agree, Troy. You know, let me give out the phone number to the Ohio Department of Health. You want to call directly to Lance Hines. Lance Hines. So get out a pen right now, pen and paper, Ohio Department of Health, the director, Lance Hines. ODH director Lance Hines is 614-466-2253. That's 614-466-2253. Once again, 614-466-2253. Ask for an entire... We're asking the Ohio Department of Health to shut this abortion mill down pending a full investigation of the death of Lakeisha Wilson. And Troy, it's funny because I was yesterday, well, it wasn't funny actually, nothing was funny about this, but when I was at the press conference, we had the media ask the question, do you guys want to shut these abortion centers down? I said, absolutely, that's what we're about. And you're about it too, Troy. You got about 20 seconds. Give us our listeners some parting words, would you?
Well, we are winning this fight. It's clear that God is on our side. God loves those preborn babies. He created them in His image. They're a reflection of Him. And when we're on His side, we're always on the right side.
Praise God. Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. Go to operationrescue.org and call Lance Davis, or Lance Hine, sorry, Ohio Department of Health, 614-466-2253. That's 614-466-2253. We'll be back next time on the Mark Harrington Show, the voice of resistance. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.